who do you think put these people up to it? I said, I know who put them up to it. And so they called the guy in and he said, yeah, I had people send the cards in. Today, that guy's a priest. Actually, a minister. He's a minister today. and he admitted to it. And he became a friend after that. You know, I knew where he stood. He knew where I stood. But talk about the backstabbers. That's a true story. 7 o'clock here at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Music and Ocean.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Divers are getting back in the Potomac River to recover additional victims from Wednesday night's collision of an American Airlines passenger plane and an Army helicopter. Sources tell CBS News the remains of 40 of the 67 victims have been retrieved. Retired Coast Guard Lieutenant Shannon Scaff.
It's difficult to reach certain areas of the aircraft. Just because of its orientation and their ability to get in there. Again, you've got, you know, Coke can type metals that are very sharp when they're ripped open that would try to, jeopardize a suit or an air hose. And so they've got to consider all of that.
As for the cause of the crash, investigators are hoping the two black boxes that have been recovered will reveal details of what happened seconds before. Senator Tammy Duckworth was a Black Hawk pilot in the Iraq War.
Every time I put myself back in that cockpit, back in that seat, I sat in for thousands of hours. I knew that those folks were looking outside the aircraft, looking for the passenger plane, that they were doing their job up until the very last moment.
CBS News has learned just one air traffic controller was managing both helicopter traffic and planes taking off and landing. Among the crash victims, figure skaters, family members, and coaches returning from an elite camp in Kansas. Alexis Winch was friends with one young athlete.
He really wanted to go to the Olympics, and he was really excited, but now he can't go.
65-year-old U.S.-Israeli citizen Keith Siegel, originally from North Carolina, is among three hostages set to be released by Hamas tomorrow. He's reported to be in poor health. Yesterday in northern Gaza, a rowdy crowd of Palestinians jeered during a hostage release in front of the bombed-out home of the slain mastermind of the October 7th attack. Musicians made news in L.A. as they banded together to raise money for the wildfire victims.
Hi, guys. The five-and-a-half-hour love letter to L.A. kicked off with Billie Eilish joining Green Day on stage, Pink covered Led Zeppelin, and there were reunions. Los Angeles! No Doubt, and Nirvana joined by Dave Grohl's daughter Violet. Closing out the night,
it is time to leave it all.
A Lady Gaga original. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Flossing your teeth can be a lifesaver. Here's Michael George.
An American Heart Association study suggests oral health is linked to overall health. Researchers say regular flossing lowers the chance of oral infections and inflammation and encourages other healthy habits.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're under a dense fog advisory through 9 this morning. Visibility in areas is less than a quarter mile. Drivers are being told to slow down, use headlights, and maintain a safe stopping distance. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. A search was started again this morning on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Two other people who were on the UTV managed to escape the water. They declined further medical attention. Local rescue teams, along with a DNR team, are assisting in the search. Earlier this week, Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling put out a warning regarding thin ice. That was after a handful of water rescues in Racine County. A Racine man thought he was within his rights when he shot at someone near his car. He wasn't. Jesus Cabrera has been charged with a felony for endangering safety after shooting at a person in a ski mask who was near his vehicle. Cabrera thought he was acting under the Castle Doctrine, but the law only applies to defending yourself in a home, not a yard. The shooting this week happened after Cabrera saw somebody on a security camera. There were no injuries. He did end up damaging his own vehicle. There's more of your money piling up in Madison. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be just down the street from the Alamo tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers asked, after reviewing the tape, did he have any trouble with some of the refs' calls in their loss Tuesday night to the Trailblazers in Portland?
I thought the refereeing was, you want to be honest, they were going to let you play and be physical. So the problem was the other team was the aggressor. And to me, the aggressor should get the calls. I always say that. That's how it works.
Rivers also says if the Bucks make a trade before the NBA deadline next week, it's fine, but he's okay with the roster as it stands. College hoops. The Badgers are at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 1. Marquette at home against UConn, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL. A report the Packers plan to hire Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli leaving the Packers. He's been hired as the new defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. Current temperature is 37.
Do you think that in Europe that Miles Davis is known as Kilometer Davis? Sponges grow in the ocean. That kills me. I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be if that didn't happen. I can levitate birds, but nobody cares. It's a good thing there's gravity, otherwise when birds die, they just stay right up there. Hunters would be all confused. I took a lie detector test. No, I didn't. I remember when I was a fetus, I used to sneak out at night when my mother was sleeping. I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I should start stealing some stuff since I don't have any fingerprints.
Than the deepest ocean, wider than the
Diego, Petula Clark, my love, 710, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Rain and fog early on, then becoming sunny with a high near 38 today. Right now it's foggy and 38 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, everybody has a school teacher they'll never forget. I have a lot of school teachers I'll never forget. And this is why. An elementary school teacher in Florida found out only two of her students had ever seen snow before. So she got her sister in Kentucky to pack a box with ice and overnight a snowman to her. It worked. The snowman showed up intact. I don't know how long he lasted, but that's why people never forget their teachers. They love them. The foundation's Build Me Up Buttercup. Local news, timeless hits at WRJ. And hey, coming up at 7:35 this morning from Hollywood. Brett Hoffman will be here talking movies at WRJN.
Why do you build me a buttercup, baby?
Just to let me down.
It's a WRJN. Thank you for joining me today. It's 7:14 on the radio. Hey, would you pay $71,500 for a baby blue 1976 AMC Pacer? Remember the Pacers? Yeah. Well, the Wayne's World Mirthmobile sold at auction for $71,500, a record price for an AMC Pacer. I remember a guy at a Pacer. They all made fun of it. I thought it was a nice-looking car. I mean, it was, you know, real 70-ish, but I guess some of them are valuable, especially if it was in the movie Wayne's World. It's 7:14, local news, timeless hits now. Here come the Everly Brothers, Crying in the Rain.
I'll never let you see. Skies, you won't know the rest.
Everly, the Everly Brothers, Brian in the Rain, 716, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Hey, this week, today's the last day we're giving away tickets to the Herman's Hermits and Association concert coming to Waukegan. Listen today at around 10:45. Dan Marcus will play clips of his interview with Herman's Hermits lead singer Peter Noon. Remember what they talked about, because sometime after 2 p.m. today, Kurt Bowman will ask you to recall and think back. What did Dan and Peter Noon talk about? Huh. If you're the first person to recall what they talked about, you win a pair of tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. So listen today around 10:45 and then listen again after 2 p.m. today, and you may be going to see Herman's Hermits and the Association in Waukegan. And this company in Japan, and by the way, before you blow this idea out of the water, think about it. A company in Japan has created a wearable beanbag chair. They go over your head, but the beanbag hangs around you like a fat suit. The idea is whenever you're tired, you plop down and relax. It's not that bad an idea when you think about it. Not bad.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered, and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think O.J. did it, including O.J. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And that would be WAUK AM 540, our sister station here in town.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management, always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org, hospicealliance.org.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa. Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park, zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com.
My overall experience at shopping at In the Garden of Eden was right when I walked in, Laurel had a very welcoming feeling towards me. What stood out is Laurel came out from behind the counter and made eye contact with me, wasn't invasive with my privacy. The service at In the Garden of Eden was very personal. I would describe In the Garden of Eden in three words with classy, tasteful, and inviting.
In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Always a king, cause I just captured someone's heart. But may I explain, I treated her mean, and then my kingdom fell apart. I found I couldn't sleep at night, and when I found her gone from sight, found out I loved her, became a joker. The joker went wild, and he couldn't smile, because he had lost everything. The joker went wild, and he couldn't smile, he felt the advice. Treat her heart nice, or she won't stay for very long, if at all. If you think you're a king and you know everything, just remember the joker, or you'll fall from her arms. You'll find you cannot sleep at night, and when you find her gone from sight, you'll find you loved her, become a joker. The joker went wild, and he couldn't smile, because he had lost everything. The joker went wild.
As Brian Hyland, the Joker went wild. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. We're looking for some rain or fog early on, then becoming sunny this afternoon with a high near 38 degrees. Cloudy, lows around 28 tonight. Cloudy, highs near 34 tomorrow. And cloudy on Sunday with a high near 46. Yeah, my son this morning said to me when I was leaving, he said, it looks like it's springtime early this year. Don't count on it. Remember the Groundhog Day snowstorm, 24 inches, February 2nd, 2011? Yeah. Don't count on it. All right. Here's something I always wondered about. A man in Brazil supposedly faked his death so he could see who would attend his funeral. Wouldn't you like to know who comes? I think everybody's got that in the back of their head. Who's going to show up and mourn me at my funeral? The only way to do it is kind of fake it and stand in the back of the room. and see who shows up. 7:26, local news, timeless hits. Hey, here's Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. The cemetery was engulfed in silence and snow. Was left to the dead who lay there. But for the solitary figure of a man standing quietly beside a fresh grave. The other mourners had gone long ago. They had abandoned this one to his vigil of grief. For some while he wept bitterly, almost hopelessly, but now having cried himself out, he remained head bowed, his face still seared with emotion. This solitary mourner was Bill, and the man in the grave was Ted, Bill's best friend and his worst enemy. You see, once upon a time, Bill and Ted were partners, and an effective team they were. Ted relied heavily on Bill in their mutual pursuits and vice versa. And as though a professional association was insufficient, the two dined together every day. When Ted retired, Bill took over. It was the way Ted had wanted it. But things were never the same around the office after that. Bill hated having all of the responsibility dropped into his lap, and he very much missed Ted. He even told Ted that he never made a move without first considering how Ted would have handled the matter, so they stayed best friends until a couple of years had passed. Ted's old office now was a mess. He admitted he never should have left Bill in charge. Bill had been a good lieutenant, said Ted, but he was a poor captain, too easily influenced. He was unable to stay in control. And then there was the day Ted returned from a vacation. Bill was supposed to meet him, but he didn't. Instead, Bill sent a message inviting Ted over to the house for dinner. Ted declined the invitation, and Bill was hurt. Before anyone knew what had happened, Bill and Ted were not speaking. And then it became worse than not speaking. They started speaking about each other behind each other's back. And it was a mean kind of talk. Ted's was the most terrible. He called Bill a fool. He called him a flubdub. He called him a floppy-souled creature and a puzzlewit. And on one occasion, he called him a fathead. Called him a man with brains of about 3 guinea pig power. Perhaps worst of all, he called him useless. Associates remembered Bill's reaction to the insults. He would slump over with his head between his hands and then drop his head and cover his eyes and cry. Openly weep. My closest friend, Bill would sob. Well, gratefully, they became friends again. Ironically, it was the funeral of a mutual friend that first brought them together, and after that, mutual interests. Both men were long retired when Ted died, January 1919. And that's where we left Bill, standing at Ted's graveside. Bill later wrote, quote, "Had he died in a hostile state of mind toward me, I would have mourned the fact all of my life. I loved him always and cherish his memory," end quote. And it might matter little to us these 7 decades subsequent, except for who these men were and their impact on American history. For you see, these remarkable lost and found friends were President Theodore Roosevelt and his much beloved advisor, whom he chose to succeed him as President of the United States, William Howard Taft. And now you know the rest of the story.
So Ted called Bill a flubdub. I have to use that every once in a while. Hey, you flubdub, get over here. Haven't heard that, like, ever. Hey, there's another rest of the story with Paul Harvey coming up this afternoon at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. You, my friend, can learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Just call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's exactly 7:30, right on the noggin. Here's the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In Kenosha County, a search for a missing 70-year-old man resumed this morning on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. A UTV fell through the ice yesterday, with 2 other people on that vehicle able to escape. The 70-year-old man remained in the water. Crews were out late into the night and resumed this morning. The incident highlights concerns about ice safety. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling issued a warning earlier this week after multiple water rescues in Racine County.
Downtown Racine will again transform into an art gallery this summer with the pieces picked. Large metal kites will adorn the downtown for the annual art installation. The metal kites will be built by welding students at Gateway and then decorated by a group of selected artists. Applications are currently being accepted. After the summer display, the kites will be auctioned off. License plate aficionados have a new one to learn. A new specialty license plate supporting the Wisconsin County Forest Association is now available from the DMV. The plate costs $15 plus a $25 tax-deductible donation. It helps fund the organization's work in sustaining over 2.4 million acres of forests. With the addition, Wisconsin drivers can now choose from more than 60 specialty plates. The most popular is the all-black plate for Road America. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
No matter the technology, every farm in Wisconsin is generating some kind of data. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And farms need to be aware of where that data is going and how it's being used. That's the word from John Gozer. He's the director of animal nutrition research and innovation at Rock River Laboratories. He says farmers need to ask some hard questions about where their data is being used and if there's any money involved.
Yeah, the value exchange, I'll say it has opportunities to be better in terms of the value proposition back to dairy producers. That was one point that John Jacobs made on the panel just a few minutes ago, was encouraging producers that are asked for data to in turn ask what kind of value is going to be coming back my direction, either in terms of perhaps money and compensation or learning. You know, what kind of insights did we derive from the data and information I provided that could make my business better?
John Gozer with Rock River Laboratories. Again, he says it's not just about dairy farms, it's about all farms. If you're generating data that somebody else has access to, where is the value? Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning, not much value. We're losing ground on everything in Chicago. Numbers are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood still at 186.5. 40-pound block cheese, that was up a half at 193.5, while AA butter dropped a penny to 245 a pound. The February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning, down 37 cents at 20.05. March is down 36 at 19.62. The December new crop corn currently 4 cents lower at 4.60. November beans are down 2. 10.51. July wheat currently down a nickel at 5.86 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Friday trade session, I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. Current temperature is 37.
As much as I'm against crime, there are things we do to criminals that I think are unfair. I think it's unfair that tampering with evidence is an additional crime on top of the actual crime? Talk about piling on. Anything that would be done naturally during the scope of the crime should just be part of the crime. Has any criminal ever not tampered with evidence and gotten anything out of that? You've been found guilty of the crime in question. Your penalty, life in prison.
without the possibility of parole. But we do want to note you were nice enough not to tamper with the evidence. In fact, the lead investigator said it was the most pristine crime scene he'd ever happened upon in his entire illustrious career. So as a tip of the hat, you get to choose top bunk or bottom.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Hey, we're talking to Brad Hoffman of Marcus Theaters in Hollywood. Now, this is just temporary, right? You're not being relocated to Hollywood, are you?
No, I'm out here visiting studios, and let me tell you, we've met with all of the studios, and there is a fantastic slate in store for everyone. 2025 and 2026 are stacked with some great new releases. Let me tell you, there's going to be a lot to go see at your local movie theaters, but let's talk about what's up for this weekend, because we've got three fantastic films that I'm going to recommend everyone go see, and the first one is this movie called Companion. It is a dark comedy, psychological thriller. It is rated R. It stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. We did this as our mystery movie this past Monday. Everyone loved it. And it's got a 95% critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes right now. It's based about a billionaire's death sets off this chain of events where friends that go on a long weekend trip suddenly have things unravel when they realize that one of the people they're around happens to be a cyborg. It is a fantastic movie, as I mentioned, 95% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for something that's a little bit in the horror end, a psychological thriller, go check this one out. It is Companion, and it will be great to watch on the big screen.
All right, what's our next film?
The next movie up is a PG movie. It's called Dogman. If you have someone that might be younger in grade school in your house, you have heard of Dogman. This is based upon the very popular children's books. And let me tell you, this is another one that's getting some great critics' ratings. Dogman is half dog and half man, and he's sworn to protect and serve. And in this one, he's pursuing the feline supervillain of his, Petey the Cat. Like I mentioned, this is based on a very popular children's graphic novel series. It's getting great reviews, and this one should be the number one movie at the box office this weekend. So go check this one out with the family. It is Dogman, and it is PG from Universal Pictures, so go check that one out.
Now, one you're really excited about has kind of a local flavor to it for us.
That's exactly right. We have a movie called Green and Gold that is hitting our screens. This is a fantastic movie. It stars Craig T. Nelson. It stars Charlie Behrens. And Craig T. Nelson is a struggling family farmer who decides to wager everything on the stakes of the 1993 Packers team. Basically, he bets the bank that if the 1993 Packers team goes to the Super Bowl, he'll get relief on the back mortgage payments that he's behind on. The movie is absolutely fantastic, very picturesque, scenes the heartland. And here's the best thing about it. Not only is it based upon our Green Bay Packers in the story, but also the movie was shot in Door County. So the movie was shot locally. It's a fantastic story. You'll love watching Craig T. Nelson, who, of course, was in Coach. He's been in the Young Sheldon. He's been in a ton of different things.
Well, he was in Poltergeist. That's the big movie with him.
Mm-hmm. Poltergeist, you mentioned, Brett. Yeah. He's been in so much. He shows his versatility in this one. It is such a heartwarming movie. I'd recommend anyone to go see this one. The movie is Green and Gold. Make sure it's on your radar. It is playing for 1 week, and go out and see this one because it's a great movie. So there's a lot of great movies to see at the box office this weekend. Go check one of these out. Again, we had Companion, it's rated R. We had Dogman, rated PG. And then we have this very special story, Green and Gold. It's a film that was shot in Wisconsin. It's being released across the nation, actually, by Fathom Entertainment. But it's very special, of course, to us living in Wisconsin.
I was just in Door County a couple of months ago in October, Too bad I didn't know about it. I would have gone to the movie sites had I known that. Okay, so you're in Hollywood. What studios did you visit? Could you tell us some of the big studios you went to?
Yeah, we were out here. We met with Disney. We met with Sony. We met with Lionsgate, Universal, Amazon, Warner Brothers, and Paramount. All of them have some great titles to look forward to. Look out for those, and things are just heating up. We're going to have some great releases coming out that we've just talked about, but also we're going to go into February with a great slate too. In fact, February movies that are for sale now, take a look at Valentine's Day weekend now, because you've got Captain America, Brave New World, and you've also got Paddington in Peru. So two fantastic movies to see over this Valentine's Day weekend that's coming up. But like I said, we visited all the studios. There is optimism for movies in the big screen, and there are some great movies that we're going to be talking about this whole year, sure.
And they're going to remake or do a sequel to Rami and Michelle.
Yeah, the last time, this was 1997, was the original Rami and Michelle's high school reunion. Mira Savino and Lisa Kudrow are back in their starring roles, and Tim Federelli is who wrote and directed the Disney Plus movie Better Nate Than Never. He also created High School Musical, and he's looking to come on board to direct. This should be great. It says they could start filming it as soon as this summer, and then we're looking at some great things coming forward. So I can tell you, I was a Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion fan. I think a lot of other people were, and it's been a little while, but why don't we bring this back? And I think now, it's past enough time. When you look at some of these movies that are coming back that have had time to breathe, I mean, you look at what people have done with Beetlejuice and other movies like that that have had some time. Of course, we're going to see another Happy Gilmore coming up, too, from Adam Sandler. So a lot of these movies are now coming back, and I think it's actually more interesting than some of the, than movies that may have had only a couple years in between.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, of course, the big one I want to see this year is the Wicked, Wicked Forever? Is that what they're called? Now and Forever? What are they calling that?
It's Wicked for Good.
Wicked for Good. I can't wait to see that. I'm looking so forward to it. I know I have to wait till November. There'll be a lot of good movies between now and then. I also want to see Flight Risk. I haven't heard too many good things about it, but it looks great to me. I want to see it. So I'm going to catch that maybe this weekend. So I got to tell people, you're in Hollywood. You're actually calling me from the backseat of a car stuck in Los Angeles traffic. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, when you look at this, I mean, any place you go in Los Angeles is a nightmare with traffic. So here I am thinking I'd be back in a place where I could talk to you. But yeah, here I am stuck in rush hour traffic in the backseat of a car in a Los Angeles freeway. But, glad that we can still talk about things. So anyway, we can get it done.
You know, the last time I was in Hollywood, I almost ran over James Stewart. I told you that story, right? Ever tell you that?
Well, you mentioned he was kind of just walking the crosswalk, right?
There was no crosswalk. He was in front of his house, and he waved me on, and as I started to go, he started to walk into the street, and he stopped and said, "Come on, let's go." But I didn't want to go. He was walking in front of my car. So I looked out my window. I said, "Mr. Stewart, please go." And he waved me on and gave me a salute and walked across the street. Could you imagine if I would have run over James Stewart? Oh, my goodness. That would have been the end of it. Did you see any movie stars when you were there, when you were out in Hollywood now?
I have not seen any movie stars when I was out here. You know, we were on lots. We were on Sony's lot. We were on Amazon's lot. There was stuff going on, but didn't see anything, didn't get close to any of the action.
Oh, did you see any movies being filmed?
We did not. Well, there were some things going on. The production is going on out here. We just didn't see any of it. I was in other buildings, but we knew stuff was going on. Basically, a stone's throw away.
Is traffic even moving now? Or is it just, or you're still at a standstill?
Well, moving is one term. Yes, we are moving, but it's taking a while. Let me tell you, for anyone that complains about Wisconsin traffic, even Chicago traffic, coming to L.A. is a whole other thing, I can tell you that.
So that ride to work each day to go to your Marcus headquarters, that's nothing, right?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we visited 7 studios out here, and I'll tell you, the people that live and work at the studios, I mean, a lot of their average commutes, if you can have an hour commute in L.A., that is good. So a lot of these people have an hour and a half, two-hour commutes every single day back and forth to get to the office.
Are you in a limo?
No, I'm driving with a colleague. I have a colleague driving me right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in some kind of stretch limo going from studio to studio. Hey, man, I really thank you for taking time out of your day. You're going to be back live with us next week, and the mayor of Racine is going to be in, and he's probably going to chat with us as well next week. So it should be fun. We'll check with the mayor and see what movies he's seen lately.
All right, well, I'll be back live next week. Everyone, go out and check out Green and Gold. This is a fantastic movie. Companion's fantastic, and Dogman will be great for the family. There's plenty on the big screen. Go out and check out a movie, and we'll talk all about the rest next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brett. It's 7:46 local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN.
Fountain Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
the Association Windy. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. And today is the last day. Listen today at 10:45, around 10:45. Dan Marcus will play clips of an interview he did with Herman's Hermits lead singer Peter Noone. Remember what they talked about. You might want to take notes. Get a pencil and paper out there or use your computer. Take some notes because sometime after 2 o'clock today, Kurt Vollmann will ask you to call him and tell him the main point of the interview, what it was about. And if you're the first caller to recall it, you win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. You win those tickets today from WRJN. Don't forget, around 10:45. Get all your friends out there. Take notes. Here come the Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. The weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land, mothers complain about how hard life is, the kids just don't understand. A creature of comfort goes, they only know my soul, and make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Their TV show, everybody thought, oh, this is great. And it was a good show. You look back today and say, huh? Kind of goofy because it was very manic. And you look at it today, you can't even find it in syndication anywhere because it just didn't hold up. It was good at the time, though. Hey, a TikToker's advice on how to get free food at the restaurants going viral. Now, it's not illegal. This is perfectly legal. Just sign up to be a secret shopper and sites will pay you to go out for dinner and take notes. She says there's a bunch of sites that will do it. Here's the one she uses, secretshop.com. That's not a bad way to get free food at, you know, legal, you know, no problem with that at all. All right, got some rain and fog early on, some sunshine later today. Right now it's foggy, 38 degrees here at Radio Park with the main ingredients.
Okay, so your heart broke. Just sit around. About time? Well, before you do anything rash,
Ingredient, everybody plays the fool. Local news, Townless Hits at WRJN. Question for you. If aliens showed up tomorrow, do you think it would be okay for our current world leaders to represent Earth? 43% said, yeah, they're okay with that. 42% believe they would be able to negotiate peace with aliens better than anybody else. 37% of people said they believe aliens are already amongst us, while 41% don't think the aliens are amongst us. 22% don't know. Those are the smart people. Overall, 53% of people think that aliens do exist somewhere, and 34% of people don't believe in extraterrestrial life. I guess until it comes down and, you know, bites them somewhere. It's 8 o'clock. Local news. Timeless Hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New clues in the deadly collision between an American Airlines passenger plane and an Army helicopter. We've learned two air traffic controllers at Reagan National Airport were doing multiple jobs when the two aircraft crashed into the Potomac River, killing 67 people. Nick Daniels, who heads the union, tells CBS Mornings.
We have a controller shortage in this nation. 10,800 certified controllers are out there.